It's time to learn more Spanish, the DV way.
Shut the fuck up. Cállate el pinche hocico. Go to hell. Vete al infierno. Go to hell. Vete al infierno.
Kiss my ass.
Besa mi culo.
Kiss my ass.
Besa mi culo.
Piss on you.
Méate en tú mismo.
Piss on you.
Méate en tú mismo.
Suck my dick.
Chupa mi verga.
Suck my dick.
Chupa mi verga.
Get the fuck out of here.
Vete a la chingada.
Shut the fuck up.
Cállate el pinche hocico.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, July 19th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, incels go catfishing. Plus, inside the bird truther movement, a cooler full of severed dicks, and happy birthday to my two-year-old loser daughter. All this, plus your voicemails today!
Shut the fuck up!
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, hey guys, Tim back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Although this is the last program of the week, remember, the second installment of DV's Crude Summer will be popping up this weekend. Crude Summer is where I feature some of my most favorite gross, nasty sex stories that we've read during the course of this podcast over the last 15 years. Check out Crude Summer. Should be posted sometime Saturday night, maybe early Sunday. I think you guys will like it. I was watching a BBC documentary from this year. It just aired in the UK called Inside the Secret World of Incels. It's disturbing as fuck. I think I finally cracked the incels. It's not so much these guys are frustrated that they can't get pussy. I'm sure that's part of it. The problem is the way they think the best way of getting that pussy is. They want to treat women like shit. Come on, whore, hop on this dick. They really think, like, that should work. The woman's gonna be like, I am a whore. I do love dick. Unzip for me, baby. It's a combination of them watching too much porn, because that's really how people behave in porno movies. And despite their, you know, using porn to fuel their weird beliefs, you can't blame porn, because really, the whole point of porn is to get to the fucking as fast as possible. You can't spend 15, 20 minutes on, like, foreplay, having guys talk about how beautiful these women are. You're my everything, baby. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Oh my god, I'm getting so turned on! No, it's, you know, it's shorthand. It's like, hey baby, you're hot. I want to fuck you. Okay! And then boom, we're into the sex. The reason why we're all watching the porn. Again, incels think that's how real life should work. Also, they're comparing themselves to good-looking, attractive, built, hunky men. You know when you see a big, fat, disgusting, ugly woman? We've all been there, right? We've all seen one of those before. I think I'm an incel. Why can't these ugly bitches just get more attractive, right? And then hop on this dick. High fives! Where are my bros at? No, what I'm saying is, you know, you've seen these just hideous monstrosities of women. It's like a tumbleweed of mashed potatoes moving through the mall corridor or something. And then you listen to her talk and she's like, hi, baby. Hi. Oh, my God. You're so cute. It's like you can't pull that voice off. You're not a baby. You would decimate the crib. The same applies to men. Just because you see a guy with a six-pack and just a giant bulge in his pants going, hey, babe, I don't know you, but you want to go back to my place and make out? And then she's all like, okay. Doesn't mean that you can pull that off. The truth of the matter is not many guys can pull that off. We're not all the same. It's not an even playing field. I know, it sucks, but that's the world, man. You gotta play to your strengths. Find a girl that loves to pop face pimples. My Lord, I was watching that TLC show, Dr. Pimple Popper. She loves that. I mean, she made it her job, but you can tell she gets off just, you know, squeezing out pus. It's fascinating. The first part of the documentary, you know, the first few minutes, is kind of dedicated to Elliot Rodgers. Not like the movie didn't dedicate itself. Like, this movie wouldn't be possible without Elliot Rodgers. Thank you for what you did. I just meant, like, they talked about Elliot Rodgers in the first couple minutes of the film. And then we get this guy who calls himself the Catfisher.
Maybe if Elliot Rodgers wasn't bullied by females, none of that would have happened.
Of course, St. Elliot can do no wrong. It was all the women who turned him down.
All that shit manifested. And if these females are not treating these guys with respect...
I'm sorry, this guy's name is the Catfish Man.
They're gonna kill, you know? Yeah. It's just how it is, man. It's just life. I kind of admired him and looked up to him because, you know, how he was struggling in a dating scene.
Your ultimate goal is to get laid. Why would you look up to him? He was not successful. I guess it's because most incels are just lazy. At least Elliot Rodgers got out and did something about it. Still, the problem is these incels are so sexually frustrated. At some point, they're just like, I'm never going to get laid. It's not going to happen. I might as well just kill every fucking woman I see. They acquired new goals.
I'm the Catfish Man. I catfish females. I'm a legend in the community. I'm a hero. I pose as a male model, a guy that's good looking and attractive, and I'm trying to set up dates. As I confront them, make videos, and I'll post them online.
Oh, I think we may have featured this guy a few years ago on the show.
So just play the video right here?
Yeah.
Excuse me? I'm for the male model, right?
Oh, hell no.
It's adrenaline. Boom, let's go. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go in there.
The woman just said, oh, hell no, and got up.
You're so ugly. Well, you think you deserve him? Huh? Fucking fat ass bitch! Got catfish!
I don't think anybody could do it when, you know, if they don't know how to approach a female or have that type of low inhibition.
Because he's good looking and you want to get down with him, so, ooh, want to fucking lick your pussy? Do it. Do it.
See how she got offended when I started, when she called me.
When I started calling her a fucking fat ass bitch whore.
Do anything, I'm talking.
You're mad because you guys got catfish, bitch. Do it. I'm not driving nowhere.
This is her, you know, her own
death. Joke's on you. I don't have my license. My mom drove me here.
Defense mechanism, her own aggression, because the guy's not good looking.
Ew, he's so fucking fat. Look at that shit.
He's so fat.
Holy.
Like, this is disturbing just because they're delusional. It's like, see how aggressive she is? He's the one who's being aggressive, obviously.
Yeah, she's treating me like shit, basically. It just seems like it's not
fair. Like, why was she treating me like shit? He can't understand it.
Ew, he's so fucking fat. Look at that shit.
He's so fat.
Holy.
I wasn't a good looking guy. She's treating me like shit, basically. It just seems like it's not fair just because, you know, just because the guy's good looking, she's willing to have sex with the guy. You know, that's
the other thing. They think immediately if the guy's good looking, boom, they're just gonna go have sex.
That's just not fair. I just don't think that's fair, man. So you want to see?
I can't tell what this guy looks like, by the way, because of course he's wearing a face mask.
I mean, can you ask me why did you meet up with a male model?
As if these guys would not meet up with a female model. You know what I mean?
The male model.
The banana was fucking good, wasn't it?
I will punch you in the
motherfucking face. Do it. I'll fucking snuck it off, bitch.
This is the part where she started wrestling over the phone. She didn't want to get recorded. That's what she was trying to do. See how some of the females get mad because their chads weren't real. See how they get so violent, be defensive. And then I kind of slapped her hand.
Get the fuck away from me.
Ooh, I got all this on this fucking here.
Then I just started laughing, with, you know, maniacally. Just start, you know, laughing.
Why am I not subscribed to this guy's channel?
Basically.
Never have to find another clip for DV again. I'll just feature his stuff.
You fucking shallow ass bitch. Fucking got catfish, bitch. Ha! Huh?
Well, he is kind of
fucking
fat.
Fucking bitch. Oh, shit.
Here is Catfish Man talking to some girls on Tinder.
Laura sent me a message. But she said I look like a celebrity. And I'm gonna write thanks for the compliment.
Smooth.
I go on to the next one. And I just talked to her a little dirty, saying her neck looks yummy. And she laughed and she liked it.
Is that something a guy would say to a woman? Like, maybe this is part of his problem. Oh, you can add fake pictures of yourself, but when you have to actually do the texting and the best you can come up with is your neck looks yummy, maybe you should remain a virgin. Your neck looks yummy.
That's it. Pretty much it. Easy as that.
Why does he do this, though? Well, I'll let Catfish Man explain.
I wouldn't have been here catfishing these females if it wasn't for Elliot Roger.
He's doing it for St. Elliot.
The way I kind of admired him. Fairly Roger, he did a shooting rampage. He wanted, a girlfriend, but he couldn't get one. So he decided, if that was his only choice, to do is to shoot, kill.
Do you think people deserved it?
Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, that means yes.
Maybe the girls that he killed probably did deserve it because they seemed, probably bitchy. Shallow and stuck up.
Now, this incel's pretty extreme, confronting women. I mean, not as extreme as Elliot Rogers, but, Catfish Man will record these YouTube videos confronting women. Some are a little more meek, and you feel bad for him. Like, this guy, I think, donates his time at an animal shelter.
Hey. Hush, pineapple. You're fine.
We're not all...
Well, he sounds like an incel, doesn't he? Pineapple, hush up, girl.
Hush, pineapple. You're fine.
We're not all rampant misogynists. We're not all Elliot Roger worshippers. You can be an incel without being a woman hater.
Are all your emotional needs being met right now? I'm sorry, I'm not... Ow! I know you want everyone to love you.
He's one of the good incels. Just hoping and praying for a woman to fuck him. He walks us through some of the incel message boards, including the very creepy incels.is.
It's with more the darker corners of the, incel community, it is very common to see how misogynistic some of these spaces can be.
Yeah, that's kind of their thing.
Sanctioned rape is definitely something that is, talked about and discussed on these forums.
Legal rape. We all have urges. Why should raping a bitch be illegal?
And state-sponsored girlfriends, yeah.
Yeah. You know how, poor people get those Obama phones for free? Trump could set up a program. Trump whores. Sexually needy men. Getting the pussy hole they so rightfully deserve. I know it's a slippery slope to socialism, but sometimes it's just the right thing to do to have the government providing necessities.
These forums can definitely be seen as a potentially dangerous place, as places of indoctrination.
I should advertise Distorted View on these forums. I'm looking at the video, right? There are banner ads, like sex dolls and stuff.
I think that because they're not being challenged, then they're going to start developing a skewed worldview.
Or one might even call it a distorted view.
If they latch on to it and they start to perpetuate it, then it is a very slippery slope to acts of violence.
Yeah, you can watch the entire documentary on YouTube. Someone uploaded it. It's called Inside the Secret World of Incels. All right, moving on now. The fucking local news. They will just report on anything. We talked about the mass gathering of people at Area 51. The joke group. That was set up on Facebook where ridiculous plans are being made. Stuff like, we will run Naruto style. They have a whole battle plan that involves, the anti-vax kids coming around from the rear. Then there's a couple other groups of rock throwers. It's silliness is what it is. Just internet silliness. Well, the news got wind of this, and they decided to interview the man behind this campaign, and he's dressed as, Naruto. He's dressed as, one of these anime characters.
3 million people have RSVP'd as either interested or going, so it's no small number. There was one gentleman that messaged the page from Denmark and said I made their local news, which I thought was just completely wild.
They then ask this grown man child to run Naruto style. You know, show the news how to run properly as Naruto.
You ready?
I'm ready.
And he's on the sidewalk. He's on the edge of the sidewalk near the street. He can't even... He trips over his foot within, like, the first two steps. But he doesn't fall down, right? He keeps running, but he just ends up running into, like, bushes.
All right.
Oh, my God. Runs into a small bush and then tries to jump over another one. You're going to get yourself killed at Area 51. Even more ridiculous than that, bird truthers. This is another dumb internet thing. It's a joke, but they don't let on that it's a joke. They just sort of assume it's so fucking retarded, you'll just get it, right? You'll get the joke. There are bird truthers out there that believe that there's no such thing as birds. All of the birds you see outside are not real birds. They are robot drone birds that the government has sent out to spy on us. In Memphis, Tennessee, there's a big billboard that says, "Birds aren't real." The local news, having done absolutely no research on the matter, assume that this is a real movement of people who really believe that there's no such thing as birds and not just a dumb, stupid internet meme. So they track down, someone who is a part of this birds aren't real community, and they invited him on the news. I have to give this kid props for not breaking character, not laughing in these stupid idiots' faces, and really committing to the joke. Take a listen.
All right, maybe you've seen the billboard near the Highland Strip or heard the story on Wednesdays Live at 9.
Guys, they're devoting so much time to this bullshit. There's been previous stories about it.
A campaign called Birds Are Not Real brings its efforts to the Mid-South.
And this morning, we are joined by one of the messengers of the movement. Peter McIndoe is here to tell us how this all came about. We want to emphasize you were not the founder.
No, ma'am.
So how did you become aware of it? What is the message of the movement?
The message of the movement is essentially to spread awareness that from 1959 through 2001, the government mercilessly genocided over 12 billion birds and simultaneously replaced them with surveillance drones in disguise.
Doppelganger birds!
That film us every day as equally as these cameras are filming us right now.
So what do you have to back that up?
To back that up, I have as much evidence as the birds have provided. There's so much.
I love this next part, all right? So the female anchor is like, look, level with us. This isn't real. This is fake, right? And then she goes on to say, we were talking before this segment, and you literally said this is satire. And this motherfucker will not budge. But then, even though she knows this is fake because he supposedly told her this before the camera started rolling, she's now got to take his word for it and then ask him more serious questions.
So this is really satire. I mean, you don't really believe that that happened, correct? This is a satirical campaign to make the point that what? You're looking at me like, no, it's not satire. I really do believe this.
Yeah, like, don't blow up my spot, bitch.
Honestly, it's kind of offensive.
Okay. So it's not satire.
I don't think you would say that if I said birds are real. You know? I don't know why the other side of the argument can't be treated with equal respect.
Except that before we came out on air, you said this is a satirical message. So what is
it? I never said that.
Also, wouldn't that be considered off the record? Learn how to do your job, cuntwad.
So what point are you trying to make here? I mean, and why did this movement come about and how?
I just want to hear the woman reporter's questions. She just said, this is a satire, right? We know this is not real. Next.
How come it took so long to get billboards up and for any of us to hear about this?
That's an excellent question. So really before the internet age, before the internet era, it was very easy to censor ideas and opinions that aren't popular and that people don't agree with. Mm-hmm. Now that we have the internet, there are no more book burnings, there are no more censored television ads.
Well, there are attempts to do all of that, but you're right. It's like Arab Spring. It's very grassroots.
A second ago, this bitch was questioning if he was serious. Now she's comparing the Birds Are Not Real movement to the Arab Spring.
So on the website, there are t-shirts you can buy. There's products you can buy. There are going to be some skeptics who say, they're just trying to sell t-shirts. They're just trying to make money. Where do the funds that the movement makes from the sale of t-shirts go? Where does that go?
I would say every movement, go to any political website, they are all equally selling merchandise to spread and support.
Oh, okay, so the money is used to continue to buy the billboards, for instance.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yep. It's to fund movement efforts, to fund activism and public awareness.
All right, Peter, we appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
They devoted 5 minutes to this nonsense. You could have been educating people about important issues. I love it. All right. And finally, before we get into the news today, a very short live stream fail. This is a guy playing Overwatch. His mom does not like his language.
I will fucking knock you out.
Okay, he's talking to his mom there. Because she's yelling at him.
I will fucking knock you out.
Stop this stupid screaming.
You have to get over it.
Go outside if you want to do that.
Get some fresh air. If you want to yell, go out into the woods.
I'm tired of hearing it, and so is Phil. This is our house, too. Want to play your damn game? Play. You don't have to scream and yell. You do, take it out.
There's some silence. I think this kid is formulating a rebuttal.
He's a bitch.
Aha, got her. I noticed that he waited to call her that until she left the room. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Now's the part of the show where I remind you, if you would like to support this nonsense and help ensure Distorted View continues on for a long time, become a member of the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying freaks, usually about 2 times a week. Tuesday we did a Sideshow exclusive program, and again we did one yesterday. You can listen to all of those when you sign up for the Sideshow. Superfreaksideshow.com. You also get a personalized password-protected RSS feed, which includes all of the free shows and all of the exclusive programs, and there are RSS archive podcast feeds. It's a whole thing happening over there at superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Get that price down to like $5-something. Not bad at all. All major credit cards and PayPal accept it. Other ways to support the show, we have a Patreon account. Patreon.com/distortedview. I do fun little things there. Sometimes exclusive videos, sometimes posts. You know, if you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I'll play your calls first on the show. Stuff like that. Check it out. Patreon.com/distortedview if you are into Patreon and supporting content creators that way. So thank you very much to all of my Sideshow members and patrons. All right. 3 very quick stories now. First up. Recently on the podcast, we read the story of a mother who ordered a Dairy Queen cake for her daughter. The mom thought she was ordering a Moana cake from Dairy Queen, but the person on the telephone taking the order heard marijuana, and so the girl got a marijuana-themed birthday cake. Well, now there's a similar story. You know, the girl getting the marijuana cake, that's okay, because she was in her 20s. The little girl in this story is 2, which makes it way more hilarious. Melan Jones went to her local Walmart store to order a birthday cake for her 2-year-old daughter, Liz. The family has nicknamed her Lizard. Cute. And Jones says she thought it would be cute to have the name written on the cake. Quote, I asked the lady behind the counter if she could write Happy Birthday Lizard on it. I see what the cake says. And a few minutes later, she handed it back. I didn't look at it because it seemed like a pretty simple request. Lady, you're at a Walmart. There's no such thing as a simple request. Jones took the cake home, and as she was unloading the car, she noticed a huge mistake. The lady didn't hear lizard. She heard loser. The birthday cake read, "Happy birthday, loser." That's what we gave our 2-year-old daughter. Hey, happy birthday, loser. Happy birthday, loser clearly was not a message for a 2-year-old's birthday. Maybe if it was my daughter. After the shock wore off, Joan says she couldn't help but laugh. I haven't had any loser cakes to compare it to, but the bar has been set pretty high. Little Lizard did end up getting the cake replaced with one that said, "You're a winner." And they didn't even try to have another employee spell lizard. And she enjoyed a wonderful birthday. Be funny if they went back to the Walmart and said, "You know what? Just write her name. Her name is Liz. Just say, happy birthday, Lizzie." And the cake comes back, "Happy birthday, Leslie." Happy birthday, Lesbo. All right. Second story we have for you today. Ooh, busy day for Walmart bonus. This story happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with meow.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
All right. A Florida man who was accused of masturbating in a Walmart parking lot. I'm sorry, you're going to have to be more specific. That's just what Florida men do at Walmart. They actually think that's what Walmart's for. Most guys have never set a foot into a Walmart. They just pull into a parking spot, start beating off. "Honey, I'll be back in about an hour. I'm going to go to the Pecker Pulley parking lot." All right. Trenton James Rich of Pensacola. Ooh, what a serial killer name, right? Was detained last Saturday by an officer from the county sheriff's office who responded to the North Navy Boulevard Walmart just after 4:30 p.m. after a complaint was filed about indecent exposure. That's according to the Pensacola News Journal. The 19-year-old suspect, who was listed as homeless in jail records, allegedly made a number of lewd comments towards the officer and resisted arrest before attempting to flee the area. An arrest report obtained by the local media outlet said Rich had been spotted by the deputy on a picnic table at the parking lot while shirtless. These are picnic tables for sale, right? I don't think anyone's going to want to buy that. All right, so he was sitting on the picnic table shirtless. He gave his name, but then exposed his genitals and said, "Suck on it." Wow, forward. Shortly after, amid a brief tussle, Rich allegedly stepped back, put his hands into a karate chop stance, and then started to swing at the deputy. He tried to karate chop the deputy. I'm sure he knows absolutely no karate. Everything he learned is from, like, Miss Piggy on the Muppets. Hi-ya! The officer said Rich then grabbed his arms. Oh, the police officer is a man. All right, this is some gay shit. Hot. The officer said Rich then grabbed his arms and his ass. He allegedly tried to punch the officer and ran off on foot. "You're sending mixed messages, sir. You're grabbing his ass, telling him to suck your dick, and then you punch him? Daddy likes it rough." He was quickly caught after fleeing behind the Walmart and detained. Legal records published by the county clerk confirm the suspect faced 6 charges, including assaulting an officer, battery, indecent exposure, and resisting arrest. Arraignment was scheduled for August 2nd at 8:30 a.m., and he was held on $10,000 bond. The arrest report detailing the allegations against Rich said the suspect had been, quote, "having fun watching 2 women who were in the parking lot at the time." The information, which was based on witness statements, included an allegation he was seen pleasuring himself. The clerk said a defense attorney was appointed on Tuesday. According to the Pensacola News Journal, police were able to retrieve some DNA evidence from the man's clothing. That's just sad. That's how you know this man was troubled. He's using the shirt he's wearing as a cum rag. Under Florida law, indecent exposure is currently defined as the intentional and lewd exhibition of a person's genitals within a public place. Battery on a police officer is a 3rd-degree felony. That carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. I think this all has something to do with the heat. You know, the United States is currently in the middle of a massive heat wave, and it's frying people's brains. As a matter of fact, in the same county in Florida, A man was arrested after being accused of leaving his naked wife at the side of a highway before setting fire to her vehicle. Donald Allen Moraine, who is also of Pensacola, was later detained by deputies on charges of battery and arson. Finally today, freaks, a head sewn onto a mismatched body. All right, I'm interested. A bucket of limbs and a cooler filled with penises are among items found by FBI agents. Okay, thank God. Thought they were describing a picnic gone horribly wrong. Pass the bucket of limbs. Grab me an ice-cold penis from the cooler. All right, yes, FBI agents found this during a raid on a Phoenix body donation business. Well, then is it really a crime? People were like, look, when I'm dead, take what you need. Go ahead, have fun. What do I care? I don't need this shit. Do whatever you want with it. The now-shuttered for-profit Biological Resource Center specialized in accepting the bodies of people after they died, and in exchange, offering their families free pickup of the bodies, plus the cremated remains of the body parts the company did not sell. Arizona is a regulatory-free zone, it sounds like it, for the body parts industry. At least four body donation companies are operating in Arizona. If this podcast goes tits up, you know where I'm moving to, Arizona. Anything goes there. Timmy gonna set up a body donation company. All right, Arizona is a regulatory-free zone for the body parts industry. At least four body donation companies are operating in Arizona, in addition to a nonprofit cryonics company that freezes people after they die. An FBI special agent during a January 2014 raid of the Biological Resource Center stumbled on what he described as various unsettling scenes. The agent's grisly eyewitness account of the raid was recently revealed in a lawsuit against the business and its owner, Stephen Gore. Are you shitting me? The case is set for trial on October 21st of this year. 33 plaintiffs have sued the Biological Resource Center, saying the remains of their family members were obtained through false statements. That body parts were being sold for profit. See, I thought like the idea was like you die, this company will sell off your body parts, and then your family, your grieving family, will get a cut of the profits. That's how I would run my business. That way, like, it's a nice thing. The person who's dead feels like, you know, before they die, they're like, oh, you know, I'll be able to help my family even after death. They'll be getting these checks for every time one of my toes gets sold or my cock is auctioned off. Anyway, these family members are saying that body parts were being sold for profit to various middlemen and that they were not stored, treated, or disposed of with dignity or respect. Reacting to the Biological Resource Center case, Arizona passed a law in 2017 that says body donation companies are not allowed without a state license. Oh, however, the law has not yet been implemented or enforced. There's still time for me. All four body donation companies known to be operating in Arizona are accredited by the American Association of Tissue Banks, which the Biological Resource Center was not. The Phoenix company was raided after a nationwide criminal investigation. Efforts to reach Gore, who is listed in the court filings as representing himself in the civil action, were unsuccessful. In addition to the cooler filled with penises, there was also a large torso with the head removed and replaced with a smaller head sewn together in a Frankenstein manner. They were just trying some shit out. There was large male torsos with limbs and genitalia removed, buckets and coolers with various body parts, including buckets of heads, body parts piled on top of each other throughout the facility with no apparent identification, steel freezers with frozen body parts inside with no apparent identification as well. In October 2015, Gore tearfully pleaded guilty to conducting an illegal enterprise after accusations that he had provided vendors with contaminated human tissues and used body parts in ways that the donors had not permitted. I know what you're asking yourselves. I don't know what you're asking yourself. But what I would be asking myself is, how much are these body parts actually worth? Thankfully, investigators also found a price list. This is from 2013, so, you know, I'm sure all of these body parts are probably worth a little more now. A whole body with no shoulders and no head. What would you do with that? Cost $2,900, which doesn't seem like a lot. Torso with a head is $2,400. A whole spine is $950. One whole leg is 1,100. A whole foot is 450. A knee is 375. And a pelvis goes for $400. In case you're wondering what spare corpse parts goes for. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. Got a voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. We'll play a few voicemail calls and a few calls from our patrons. I got a couple of those today. Other ways to contact me, I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And very important, we've got our very own Discord. Hundreds of freaks hang out in there. If you'd like to meet and converse with them, there's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. Just click on Discord. All right, checking in with a few patrons here. Go right ahead.
Hey, Timmy Boo, little baby faggot calling in.
Hello, little baby faggot.
Loyal Sideshow member.
Thank you.
Patreon subscriber.
Wow. Double.
You know, I love you, Timmy Boo.
Double threat.
But your archives are broke. Nothing past 2015 is working right now.
That's not true. That's not true. Nothing. Oh, you mean older than 20? That's not true either. Guys, click on the RSS archive link. I've been listening to old shows. I can pull them up right here on my phone. This is how easy it is. You open your Apple Podcast app, you add a URL, and the URL is like www.superfreaksideshow.com/2007. That's all you got to do. Then click add. You'll have an RSS feed. It'll be like a podcast feed with all of the shows from that year. And let's see, here's 2007. Here's Distorted View Daily, 12/28/07.
Distorted View Daily.
All right.
Lesbians talking about ass.
All right, let's go to a different year here. I mean, now I understand, like, there are some broken links, and I told you guys that I'm trying to work on those. Here's 2009 here. Yeah. This is a Sideshow. Sideshow exclusive episode.
Penis pumping with the dickhole guy.
Do you guys need a video tutorial on how to set that up? Again, if you know how to add a podcast through a URL, you should have no problem. There are instructions on superfreaksideshow.com. Again, if there are broken links on the website, that's something I will be working on as well. There's just a lot of shows in the
archive.
Hey, Tim,
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Can you update your Amazon wish list? And
oh, you're not going to like when I update
somewhere and say, "Hey, guys,
my Amazon wish list." There's going to be some expensive shit on there.
Did it so that we can send you something for your birthday, aka the entire month of August.
That's right. August 1st is actually my real birthday, but we celebrate it all month.
Can you play Can I Smell Your Dick at the end of the show?
Well, we could play a taste of that, maybe, at the very end. Thank you very much, lovely Lady Kelly. Yeah, I'll work on updating my Amazon wish list. I never really had an active wish list. I think like maybe once or twice I got on there and added some stuff. And
hey, Tim, it's listening to your May 16th show where you played the hot sauce cum challenge lady. Being a blind monkey, I find her voice very, very attractive. So I'm just wondering, what does she look like? How tall is she?
Oh, God.
What's her body shape? What's her hair color? Et cetera, et cetera. Don't ask me why. I don't know. Just very, very, very.
I don't remember.
Voice.
It's
Keep
been
up the good
so
work.
Long.
Thanks.
What was the challenge? It was the come.
Hey, Tim, it's the blind monkey listening to your May 16th show where you play the hot sauce cum challenge lady. Being a blind monkey, I find her voice very, very attractive. So I'm just wondering, what does she look like?
I'm sorry, I can't find, I don't know why I look for that on YouTube. The hot sauce cum challenge. The first thing that came up is try not to cum challenge. What is that? Oh Lord. Just girls twerking and stuff with their big fat asses. I don't remember what that woman looked like. I'm so sorry. It was all the way back in May. Do you guys remember? You have a link for me to play?
Hey, Boo. This is one
I'll do a porn for the blind.
Your very first Lifetime Sideshow Freaks calling.
Wow.
I'm calling about the March 18th episode where the woman wanted 7 dicks. So I want to give you the rundown on how a woman accommodates 7 dicks. You got one in the butt, one in the pussy, one in the tits, one in the mouth, one in each hand, and one with her 2 feet.
So there it feet.
Is. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Ass, pussy, mouth, tits, and feet. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that makes sense. I mean, you can take a dick in each hand, but when it comes to feet, you really need both of them to take one dick. You know what I mean? Okay, that's 7.
Hey, Tim. Well, first off, I'm a Cincinnati guy, and I'm listening to the May 11th show. You've got Jesse Lee Peterson.
we haven't played him recently. I miss that guy.
Wait a minute. I got that right. Okay. Anyway, he's talking to the guy that was shooting, tried to shoot the Jews. That dude, Jesse Lee Peterson, is on the it's on the Bill Cunningham Show, 700 WLW. You're from Cincinnati, so you know that.
No, I don't. So, I'm not from Cincinnati, and I don't listen to AM radio.
Oh,
but it's interesting that Jesse Lee Peterson is on a station down here.
If you want more information on him, listen to how he talks with WLW. Later.
Maybe I will. Although, I think I get enough Jesse Lee Peterson on his own program. All right, I'll try to look up some new clips of Jesse for next week. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
Fucking fat ass bitch.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Remember, this weekend I've got a brand new installment of DV's Crude Summer. Be on the lookout for that. And I will see you back on Monday to start a new week of Distorted View Daily. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.